Well, Auckland's dams are about to dip under halfway again, with dry skies forecast through to next week. As of this morning, they're sitting at 50.03%. Probably going to drop under 50% during the day. It's a long way from the historical average for this time of year of 76%, and inching uncomfortably closer to the mid-40s level that last year saw the city impose restrictions on residential and commercial users. Level 1 restrictions are still in place for residents. No hose use without a trigger nozzle. But apart from that, the city's water management company, Watercare, is relying on the goodwill of Aucklanders to help keep water usage under the 430 million litres a day target. Last year, $224 million was sought by Watercare for projects to boost water supply. Two treatment plants are completed and capacity was boosted at another in the Waikato. And the Waikato River has helped plug the gap in supply. 170 million litres is taken from the river every day, with consent application for another 150 million being considered. John Lamont is the new chief executive of Watercare. Morena, welcome, John.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you.
So Auckland's been hovering around that 50% mark for a while. There was a deluge, I think, in April that helped hold it about that mark, but not a lot of rain lately. So what's happening and what's the trajectory?
So you're absolutely right that we will dip below the 50% level over this weekend. But the good news is that we're in a much stronger position than we were this time last year. That's partly because, as you recognise, there's some new water sources that we brought on board. And absolutely due to Aucklanders' ongoing water-saving efforts. And we're all in this together to get through this.
So what are the forecasts you're seeing and how are they feeding into your calculations?
So the latest seasonal forecast that we see is that it's going to be near normal rainfall this winter. But that same model is also saying to us that we might have a similarly dry spring. So I think the important message is that we need to keep going with our water saving efforts and we need to keep going with our investment program.
If it's a near normal winter, how much will that restore to storage levels?
So it's very hard to say precisely how it's going to work. And this isn't an issue to recognise. We had a big downpour in April, but one downpour of its own is not going to make the difference. We need very consistent rains over a number of weeks to really restore the dams up to the sort of normal levels. So what we're aiming off for is to have a real safety net, which is where the Waikato comes into it, and really ensure that we can meet all the demands on the network.
All right. So to put it bluntly, though, even if you had normal rainfall over winter, will you not get anywhere near that historical average?
Well, certainly we're hoping that with near normal rainfall, we will be in a much better state as we approach the spring. But I need to have a plan to make sure that we can cover any eventuality.
What are the current situations with savings, the targets that there are for residential and for commercial? How are they tracking?
So Aucklanders have really taken this message of treating water as a precious resource and to use it wisely. And between us, we've saved about, 17 billion litres of water. That's more than our second largest dam could hold on its own. So we're doing really well. Aucklanders have really reached for this. And we're shooting better than those consumption targets every month, and we're continuing to do so. And it's really keeping going with that. It's the simple things like asking everyone to take shorter showers. If they keep it below 4 minutes, it all helps.
Okay. The commercial customers have some really pulled back, including the council.
So the council have done really well as well, and an acknowledgement to them, because they really made a difference in what they're doing at irrigation in parks and other facilities. Other commercial customers, we've got a fantastic new facility at Eden Park, for example, where we brought into use again a bore that hadn't been used for a number of years, so that we can rely on the bore rather than using drinking water to provide irrigation there. So lots of individual measures at lots of individual sites, and between us we'll get through it.
Auckland has, or is at, stage one restrictions. So since December, residential users can use a hose if it has a trigger nozzle. The stage one restrictions for commercial waters were lifted even earlier, back in October. Are we likely to see tougher restrictions come in, and what would trigger that?
So right at the moment, we're monitoring the situation. We're in a much better place than we were this time last year. So the likelihood of harsher restrictions is low as I see it right now, but they are there if we do need them. And obviously, we're going to monitor the situation as we go through the winter and into the spring and really see what the rains bring us.
So is there a water level? If we get back down to the mid-40s again, which triggered it last time, would it be necessary, or have you got more of a buffer this time?
So the real buffer is going to be the Waikato. Bringing on the new water treatment plant in the Waikato, which will come up during this winter to give us an extra 50 million litres of water a day, is going to be that safety net that helps us through it. The longer term with the Waikato means that we're much more less reliant on the dams themselves. We've got a much more diverse set of sources of water, and that Waikato is critical to us in going forward.
So just to infer from that, I guess, if it hits the mid-40s, you still have sufficient supply, and if you're banking on a normal winter, you wouldn't anticipate things getting much worse than the mid-40s.
That's right. I mean, what we're doing is putting much more reliance on sources other than the dams for exactly the reasons you say, that we might not have the rains in quite the way we want them. So we've got to have other sources, and that's why the Waikato is helping us out here.
Watercare was criticised by Auckland's mayor last year because of the sudden need to find $224 million for projects to boost water supply. I appreciate this was before you were CE. But is the organisation confident such emergency measures will not be needed again?
So I think what we're looking at is doing a number of things. We are investing in resilience. That's really important. Everyone wants to have a very secure supply of water, so that's important. We've also invested strongly in our leak reduction program, so we're busy surveying. We've done about 4,300 kilometres of pipes so far. So that investment is really important, and that's how we're going to secure the future, by looking at what are the alternative sources and making the right investments at the right time.
So you do not anticipate emergency measures being needed again, but is there going to have to be further investment to cope with continuing population growth?
So absolutely. We're planning now for the next 20 years of what Auckland's growth needs, how to deal with our infrastructure and make sure that we renew it at the right time, how we have smarter technologies and introduce all of those. So we're getting a comprehensive plan together of what Auckland needs for the next 20 years.
What do you believe might come out of that? Are you going to be going back to the Waikato River again? And in fact, there is another consent sitting in the drawer somewhere, another consent request, is there not?
So there's a board of inquiry at the moment going on, which we anticipate actually will hear it, the evidence, in August, September this year. We hope for a determination in November. And that will give us more access to the Waikato. There are lots of people...
150 million litres, is it that one? Would give you 150
right,
million litres.
Yeah, that's the one. So, look, there are a number of people trying to get access to the Waikato, and we've calculated with all our partners in the area that there is sufficient supply for everyone to meet the demands within the what the Waikato can take. So we're very hopeful that that will give us, again, another secure supply that we can rely on so that we're not so dependent on the dam.
Okay, but beyond everyone always going back to the Waikato, and that is going to get very interesting, and people have very different views about the impacts on users, other users downstream, beyond that, what is the plan if significant population growth continues?
So we've got to make use of every source of water that's out there. So where we can use other sources, other boreholes, aquifers, that kind of thing, we will obviously do it. Beyond that, we need to have a plan over the next 20 years to think about what are the other alternative sources of water out there. We might not need them today, but we need to start having a plan for how they can come into place. Do we need to use potable water for irrigation everywhere? Can we use alternative means to do that? And we're looking at those now, small scale, but things that we can scale up to think about in the future how we can have a much more resilient network.
Had that work not been very advanced before now?
So, look, I can't speak to what's happened in the past, but that's certainly my aim, is to have as many sources as we can so that we can deal with Auckland's growth. We're looking at, an extra 400,000 people or so over the next 10, 20 years. We need to be able to cater for that kind of growth and make sure our infrastructure is resilient for whatever comes.
Well, speaking of that, what have you found with your leak surveys? There's already been probably more investment by Auckland Water than many other council-owned authorities around the country in dealing with ageing infrastructure. But how far through the program are you, and how much more could be saved?
So, as I mentioned, we've looked at about, 4,300 kilometres of pipe so far, and that's led to savings of about 6.7 million litres a day. So it's really significant contribution. And we're going to carry on with that leak detection program because, obviously, the more we can do to stop the leaks, it all helps.
What of the technology, the in-home technology, water meters you have there, but, again, is there possibilities, the technology on the market now or coming to market now that could bring greater savings at the household level without impacting on people's way of life?
Absolutely. So I think smart meters as part of a smart network can really help. And it helps in two ways. First of all, it helps customers know precisely what they're using so that they can really think about how they could help in this. It also helps us because we can detect very quickly if there are changes in supply where there might be a leak, and we can get out there much faster and fix it. So I think that sort of smart technology that's coming on, as I say, as part of a whole smart network, can really help us be a far more efficient business.
What stage is that at?
So we're starting really with in the early stages of rolling out smart meters, but we've absolutely committed to council that this is a key part of our plan going forward. And it is part of our rollout plans.
When I spoke previously to your predecessor about the idea of household-level water storage, beyond just having an emergency tank, there were reasons why this was perceived as being not going to resolve the problems necessarily. What is your view? Is there a role for more micro-systems, micro-projects, or even household-level projects?
So, look, as you recognise, it's early days for me, but I think we should be looking at all of those measures. If things have got potential, then we should look at them. No, it won't solve the problem entirely because we've got a really large-scale problem to deal with. But if it makes a contribution, it's worth looking at.
May I ask what your background is? Is it an engineering background or a management background? Or what do you bring to what is a very challenging role?
So I've probably got a major projects background, whether it's been delivering the metro in Sydney and trying to build new lines through Sydney, or whether it's doing things in London or in Manchester in UK, predominantly in the transport area, but previous to that has been defence. So I suppose it's been about leading organisations through challenging times with difficult problems, and I'm certainly looking forward to this challenge.
You're not going to do light rail while you're there, are you?
No, I think I've got enough to handle with water right now.
So the message at the moment is that the existing level of restrictions are likely to continue right through to the end of winter, right? But that there's a bit more of a buffer, and if Aucklanders keep it up, commercial and household level, you should avoid having to get stricter this year if the rains come. Would that sum it up?
It certainly does. What we need to make sure is that everyone in Auckland carries on in exactly the same way as we're doing it at the moment, that we embed all the behaviours, all the positive things that we've done, and we will get through this together.
Thank you. John Lamont is the new Chief Executive of WaterCare.